Cleaner air and more jobs, two things that everybody wants, but what happens when those goals collide?
This is not a business, this is a lifestyle. If you own a truck, you drive it all day, you better be working on it when it ain't working. So your weekends are devoted to keeping this piece of equipment legal and safe.
Dwayne Whitney is co-owner of Crooks Trucking in Cypress, California. When the company started, there was just one truck. Now there are 18 and 20 employees, but that's about to change.
California and CARB say that truck is killing people. What do you say?
CARB is the California Air Resources Board, a state agency that's imposing new regulations on diesel particulates, a type of pollution that is emitted from buses and trucks.
That truck to replace today would be $200,000.
In a few years, Whitney's entire fleet will be illegal.
You just can't pick a death date that everybody at one whack, it's done.
CARB agents inspect trucks looking for violations. The agency claims that diesel particulate pollution contributes to 2,000 premature deaths in California each year. But is the number accurate?
What I'm contending is the number should be closer to zero.
UCLA epidemiologist Dr. James Enstrom authored a 2005 study that found no relationship between particulate pollution and premature death.
At the time when I published it, and still true today, it's the largest and most detailed study on the relationship between fine particulate air pollution and total mortality that's ever been published.
CARB officials were gathering scientific evidence that would guide their decisions on air quality regulations, so Enstrom submitted his study to the agency.
And basically, it was ignored. If I was to use one single word, it would just be unprofessional. I think it was not handled the way that you would expect an objective review group to look at evidence.
But the process kept moving along, and CARB was preparing to issue strict new regulations on buses and trucks.
As I went along in this process, my frustration level just kept growing.
The new regulations were to be justified by a study issued by CARB.
The way it was presented just didn't show the kind of scientific rigor that one would expect on an issue that has this much importance to the California economy.
When Enstrom looked at an early version of the report, he grew suspicious. He started looking into the credentials of the lead author, Dr. Hien Tran, and discovered something interesting.
Didn't have the PhD in statistics from UC Davis that he claimed. Several of us just raised the red flag.
This is a serious matter.
CARB chairperson Mary Nichols.
I did not promptly inform my fellow board members about this issue.
Board members voted for the stringent new regulations recommended by the Tran report before Nichols made Tran's deception public.
And although initially he denied it, he finally admitted that he did have a PhD, but it was from a non-recognized institution.
He did have a PhD from Thornhill University. It was purchased in 2007 for $1,000. Thornhill University is an online diploma mill.
He forfeited 2 months of salary and was demoted. All I can say is, I apologize.
Enstrom says there were bigger problems. For instance, the scientists who advised the voting members of CARB were not being cycled in and out as required by law. Case in point, John Freunds, who pushed hard for diesel regulations, was removed as chairman of the advisory panel after Enstrom publicized the issue. But by that time, Freunds had already held the position for 26 years.
It's important because they're not getting the full range of scientific expertise that exists in California.
Enstrom says keeping the same people in the same positions for so long helps shut out scientists who don't think stringent new regulations are justified.
What you worked for your whole life, you wake up one day and somebody says, you know, you can't do this anymore.
Instead of buying new trucks, Whitney could comply with the new regulations by buying new mufflers.
This unit here is $15,000. That truck, the way it sits today, because of the death date on it, is probably worth $5,000.
$5,000, that's the value of the rims and tires, the only parts of the truck worth anything to a potential buyer.
You're spending more on a muffler than what your truck is worth.
And Whitney says the mufflers are unreliable.
You are gambling with your business that this thing is gonna work.
New CARB rules are basically gonna put me out of business.
In the world we live in, you can't really separate science from politics. And that's very, very unfortunate. The money that researchers need to do their research comes from agencies that have to generate that money on the basis of frequently public fears.
Professor Robert Phelan is co-director of the Air Pollution Health Effects Lab at UC Irvine.
So we see public fears being exploited in order to maintain the funding to agencies.
Phelan notes that today California's air is much cleaner than it was in the 60s and 70s, and he credits CARB regulations with helping make that happen. But few people realize how much air quality has improved.
So it's very difficult for a researcher to come out and say something is a lesser risk than the public believes.
The agency has sort of taken on a life of its own. They're going to be on the forefront of regulations, whether in fact the regulations are science-based or not.
Enstrom notes that research that has come out since his 2005 study generally agrees with his study.
It's actually consistent with the great body of evidence.
Yet UCLA did not come to Enstrom's defense. In fact, in February 2010, UCLA officials told him that, after 34 years at the university, he was now out of a job.
What's happened to Dr. Enstrom, I think, is bad news for scientists in general.
The engine of innovation, progress, and ideas depends at a very deep and fundamental level on academic freedom.
Adam Kissel of FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, which is defending Dr. Enstrom in his fight to keep his job.
If Dr. Enstrom loses his job because he has expressed his academic freedom, then it's a message to other researchers that you better not rock the boat because you might be next.
We asked UCLA officials to come on camera, but they declined, opting instead to send an email which says they can't comment on, quote, a confidential personal matter.
However, Dr. Enstrom has waived his confidentiality and privacy rights in this matter. His record is open for review by anyone.
UCLA has made various claims against Enstrom. For instance, they said there was no longer money to fund his position, but later the money materialized. They said his research was not aligned with the mission of his department, but then that charge was dropped.
My guess is they didn't really think this through very clearly and didn't have any specific evidence.
The environmental regulation machine is powerful in California. When Dr. Enstrom went up against that machine, he was retaliated against.
Retaliated against, says Kissel, for publishing politically incorrect research and for shaking things up at CARB. Mary Nichols, the head of CARB, is also a professor at UCLA, as is John Freunds, who lost his powerful position at CARB after Enstrom's whistleblowing. In fact, Freunds is the most powerful person in Enstrom's department, and one who voted to lay him off.
And I have felt very intimidated by this process.
And to me, the worst thing is to not consider the cost of meeting new regulations. People are unemployed, the economy is hurt. That hits public health very, very hard.
I took my hard-earned money and invested it in something that was supposed to make me money and last me a lifetime. Now I wake up, the lifetime's over. There's going to be an awful lot of truck drivers looking for work.
Mary Nichols declined our interview request, and an April 4th hearing will determine whether Dr. Enstrom keeps his job. But the final decision rests with UCLA Chancellor Gene Block. For Reason TV, I'm Ted Ballacher.